Thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. Appreciate you taking the time to connect with us each day. Today, 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 2. There is none holy like the Lord, for there is none besides you. There is no rock like our God. That prayer is a portion of a prayer prayed by Hannah. The first time we met Hannah, you remember she was in deep distress and weeping bitterly. Her prayer was so deeply lodged in her heart that she couldn't express words. She demonstrated such agony that one person accused her of being drunk. But God met Hannah's deepest longing, a little boy named Samuel. Prayer of thanksgiving, recorded in 1 Samuel 2, 1 through 10, is proclaimed with, one can only imagine, a loud voice describing the love and grace of the one true God. Hannah let the world know that there is no one like God. He is holy. He's completely set apart, working his will and purposes in the lives of those he loves. He answers prayer, even the ones that come from pain and tears, even the ones so deep we can't find words. He's the rock, immutable and immovable. We hold on to him and experience his protection right in the middle of the storm. We hold on to him, but really, he's the one holding on to us. So a couple talking points. Thank God for answering your prayers, even the painful ones. Even if the answer right now is wait, acknowledge him as Lord. Say out loud, God, you are my rock, and there is no one like you. There is no rock like you. And then secondly, thank God for your children and grandchildren. Call each by name. Ask God to be their rock in the inevitable days when they will pray bitter and tearful prayers. Pray that they will cling to God as God clings to them. Lord, you never waste our pain. You never waste our emotions, our deep distress, our tearful prayers. Thank you for being unique. There's no one like you. Thank you for being immutable and immovable. Help me to cling to you in joy and pain. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.